So we said, Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim has to be something that a person, to put into our language, has to be dredged out from yourself. You've got to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, like Avraham Avinu did. It's got to be something that you recognize and develop a relationship with Hashem on your own, on your own. Rabbi Tetzin's Sefer on Bechira, which is a marvelous piece of work. It's a masterpiece, absolute masterpiece. If you wanna learn Hashkofa Be'iyun and understand the basic fundamentals of Yiddishkeit Be'iyun, it's a highly recommended Sefer. But it there brings down that there's only two main things driving a person's relationship with Hashem. It's love and fear. Yiras Hashem, Avas Hashem. Those are the two pinnacles, the two pillars on which a relationship with Hashem stands on. Fear can be commanded, but love can't. A commanded love is not love. And therefore, the only way you can get into a Vahavtes Hashem Elokecha relationship is if you develop it yourself. It can't come from anywhere else except from you. If it's an externally driven love, that's not called love.
Why is it not called externally driven if you're commanded to develop that love? It's the same with Yira. You have to develop Yira as well.
No, but I can command you to fear something, but I can't command you to love, because the definition of love is a voluntary giving.
I'll grant you, but
myself. I can't command you to do that.
You can command me to develop a love.
The Rishonim say that I can command you to do the things that brings one to love. But I can't command you to love, because a commanded kiss is not a kiss. It's lacking Minei Obey in the very essence of what a kiss is.
I appreciate that. I just don't understand why it's different than Yira, or developing any emotion.
No, because these are not emotions. Okay, once again, I just want to point out this Nakuda. All right. I go back to my original recommendation. Take out the book and read it. Amazing piece of work. Amazing piece of work. Anyway, the vort is that it has to be something that you discover and develop yourself. You can't have a script written for you. Okay. So let's just basically give a brief summary of what this entire book's going to be about, and then we'll move on. Kabbalah zu po'eles ala adam b'shleishim mishurim yosaidim b'basisim. Mentioned this many, many times in different formats in this yeshiva. There's three basic relationships that define every relationship you'll ever have. Reishis ala adam l'kabbalah s'atzmoy. First of all, the relationship, what we call the adam l'atzmoy. He has to accept himself, k'mimashuhu alav l'dat shehu. He has to get to know himself really well. His strengths, his weaknesses, his qualities, his negative middas. And he has to know that he is beloved in front of Hashem more than he'll ever begin to understand. No ways we can understand how much Hashem loves us, because we have no access to what it means to love somebody infinitely, unconditionally. Second of all, he has to accept the way Hashem conducts himself with him. Whether it's the Yad Yamin or the smaller Deicha, when Hashem is kissing you or hitting you, you have to know Hashem is he has to know that Hashem only wants what's good for him, and he's only doing what's good for him. Is to know that everything that's happening is for his good. And that's an avoid in itself. And the third one, the last pillar. Now you can start what's called the relationship with somebody else. It's ishto reyo v'yedidov. Bein olam l'chaveira, the way we call it. So there's three primary relationships. Bein olam l'atzmoy. When you understand who you are and how much Hashem loves you, then you start building a relationship with Hashem. When the relationship with you and Hashem is intact, then you can start having a relationship with somebody else based on your relationship you have with yourself and Hashem. That's why it's V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. It has to start with you. Even if they're not being nice to him and he's not getting what he wants, he knows it's not them. If you come home tonight and there's no supper, it's not because your wife didn't want to make you supper. She was plotting to make you supper, but it wasn't good for you, so Hashem didn't let her. If it wasn't that you deserved or needed this, or it was your good to get this insult, no one can touch one shekel of yours, or one hair on your head, or one shmek of your covered, if that's not what Hashem wants. And if it's what Hashem wants, it's good. You understand these are major, major problematical sugyas, but to read and translate is easy. Gibel Yosef is Nikra Le'em Atah B'Shem Benom La'atzmoy Benom La'mo.